This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 505. It's Paranormal Tuesday. We have Vicky Mainen, who I've known for 20 years, been at most of our Halloween shows, and psychic medium. Is that how we would describe it?
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do other things, but we'll also do some readings, which is the only time you people call. So if you would like to talk to the psychic, 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. I just saw Kevin Wheeler. Who's getting ready for the Cardinals pregame show.
Uh-huh.
He's super into paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, I have a psychic medium on if you'd like to come get a reading. And he just looked up at me and he goes, here's my reading. I'm killing it. I've always killed it. I'm always going to kill it.
Mm. Sounds like wheels.
Okay, then.
Guy needs to settle down a little bit.
Chill, dude.
Then he acted like he was dropping a mic, and I'm just like, okay, fine, whatever.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Yeah, good to see you.
Yeah, you guys too. It's been a long time.
So help us understand what it's like to be you walking in, like when you walk in here, do you sense things everywhere you go, whether there's a spirit or an entity or not, like, oh, Kevin Killeen, he's having a hard time. I can tell because I'm in his head, in his brain. Or is it only if there's something paranormal going on and then you sense it?
If there's something paranormal going on, I sense it. Generally, for the most part, as far as people, you know, some people like, you know, read my mind. I don't read minds. I can't do that. You know, people ask me, okay, then I'll talk to them. And I think some of that comes from me being an RN for so long and hip is drilled in my head.
Yeah.
If you don't ask me, it's none of my business.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Kind of thing, you know. So sometimes every once in a while I'll pick up something from somebody if they're really upset or depressed, you know, that kind of thing. But
have you ever, I don't get in trouble, but have you ever used that in your nursing? Just, you know, we all use our gut. We all use our instincts. Have you ever felt like, oh, I feel like I know something. Maybe other people don't.
Well,
this person's having a harder time than they're putting
patient
on.
Wise.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, you know what? It's kind
of. Or maybe a coworker and you use it against them. You know, to get them fired.
Bad karma, Dave. No.
No, okay.
No.
Man, I would.
I know.
I would be a holy terror if I was a psychic.
Yeah, you would. No. I mean, yeah, I can sense, like, you know, something like that. You know, when it comes to patients, nurses develop kind of a sixth sense about their patient. You know, you kind of like, something's not right here. You know, I don't try and use my ability unless I really feel it's like, okay, what's going on? What do I need to know?
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, what do I need to do to make this right or whatever?
So you've obviously been there when people have passed away.
Yes.
Do you see anything or sense anything? Because even people who aren't psychic sometimes will say, I felt this, or I swear to God, I saw something float up.
I haven't really, to be honest with you. Do you want to hear about an experience had one time? I was working in an oncology unit, and there was a patient that had been in the process of passing away for days. Okay. And this one afternoon, it was like my mind just went like bonkers. I couldn't even think, nothing.
Did anyone else just hear chains?
She brought her dowsing rods.
Oh, God. I just wanted to make sure, because I'm like, okay.
I didn't even realize. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, I've been looking at him the whole time like, she's got her dowsing rod.
All I need is for my dead grandpa to walk in chains.
We're going to get to see her use the dowsing rods. I've been like, excited about it ever since.
Okay. Oncology unit.
So, yeah. So anyway, so I went to the nurse's station. I shut the door and I just closed my eyes like, what is going on? Well, I found myself in her room. I was floating at the top of the room. Her bed was directly in front of me, you know, on the floor. Her family was around her. And around the top was her family as well as angels. And what was happening is she was torn because the family here didn't want her to leave. The family and angels from the other side were like, you need to come on.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, I said, go ahead. You need to go. It's okay. Your family will be fine. It's okay. You need to go. And kind of with that, I kind of came back to myself again, and I walked out into the hall, and they all said, blah, 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 just passed away.
Mm.
So that was probably about the closest, and that was to help her.
What do angels look like to you?
I've seen angels. I've been surrounded by angels in the past when I was very, very scared doing home care, and I was in a very scary building. These particular angels that day were all male. They were like 7 feet tall, white, blonde, blue-eyed, fair-skinned.
Sounds like me.
Yeah, okay, Dave. And no, I'm, yeah.
Bald, I'm tattoos.
Dead. Yeah.
Lucky
yeah.
Brand t-shirt.
Yeah.
You're my angel, big guy.
What a disappointment I would be, right? You pray for an angel and I show up, I'm like, what's up?
I would have lost it, Dave.
You're like, I'm screwed.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, they, you know, and it was, they kind of floated.
Did they communicate with you?
No. I kept looking up at them wanting to say something, and they just, you know, they were protecting me is what they were doing because I was petrified for whatever reason.
Did you ask for the help?
I did.
So you called to them?
What I did, I've been in that building a million times. I've been in that patient a million times, and some reason, I don't know, I put my hand on the doorknob and said, okay, God, get me out of here. And I opened the door, I walked out in the hall, and boom, there they were.
Wow.
Took me all the way down to the car. Yeah.
How often do you see or sense something negative or evil or scary just in your walking around life?
Just walking around life. How often?
Like, for example, if there happened to be a terrible serial killer checking out in front of you in QT, do you think that you would, like, sense something? Like, there's something not right in here.
Probably. Something like that, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, you know, evil got its own feeling. I mean, you know, you see me in evil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's got its own bad, bad feeling. And yeah, I can sense it.
I have a dumb question.
Okay.
Can a structure or a building be positive or negative without the spirit? Like, even if there's no paranormal
activity
within it at that moment, are there either areas of the world or particular buildings that are more prone to positive or negative beings, I guess?
Well, I can't say the buildings themselves. So, you know, it's because it's usually who's occupying the building. You know, they have to have, you know, the negative or the positive or whatever. But I think a building, as far as I know, by itself is just an inanimate object.
Right.
So yeah. People bring good and bad into the world.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They sure do.
Let's get some phone calls. Of course, the phones are full. Hello, Pam. Go right ahead.
Hi.
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 Hi. My name is Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Pam, would you like Vicky to do your reading or me?
Think twice, girl.
I'm cheaper. Go right ahead.
How are you?
I'm fine, Pam. How are you, hon?
Good. I'm good.
What would you like to ask?
Is my mother safe in heaven and my father?
Both of your parents, both of them are fine. They actually watch over you. I think if you kind of paid attention, you would kind of notice their presence around you. But they watch over you, Yeah, they're fine. They're absolutely fine.
Thank you.
Do you ever get a different answer? Like, have you ever had to decide whether to give someone really bad news or not?
I have. And what I did, the worst sweeting I've ever had in my entire life was a mom called me. Her child was not doing well, and she wanted to know if her child was going to make it. And it gets to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't imagine.
You know, and I said to her, truly, do you want the truth? You know, I knew what it was, but I said, do you want the truth? She goes, I want to know. I want to know. Hardest thing I ever did in my life was that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, it's kind of like, don't ask the question if you can't handle the answer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's tough. That puts you in a really bad position.
Mm-hmm.
We have Dave and David, Davey, Gravy, all holding on. That's really weird. We have room for one more. 314-436-7900. A toll free from anywhere. 800-925-1120. 521, Paranormal Tuesday. Vicki Main is with this. Vicki, how do people reach you off the air if they'd like a more detailed reading?
My phone number is 314-398-2827.
Always makes me nervous when people give their phone numbers.
Oh.
I mean, just Klein's going to blow you up with weird pictures. So
he's got my number.
He's like, Vicki, what do you think of this? Yeah. Say that one more time.
What are the snakes trying to say, Vicki? Just tell me, what are they trying to say?
314-398-2827.
Very good.
Thank you.
Dave is up next. Dave, thanks for holding on. Go ahead.
Hi, Vicki. This is Dave, and I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm currently trying to transition a career, and I'm putting together a very specific proposal for a very specific position with a new organization in town, and I'm just wondering if that is going to be the option that's going to work out for me, or if another option I'm considering may be better.
I think you need to tweak what you've got going right now. There's just a little, if you really look at it close, there's just a little bit tweaking that you could do to make it just a little bit better. I think either place would be good for you, to be perfectly honest. But yeah, you just need to tweak that a little bit. And I think if you look at it real close and think about it, you'll figure out what I'm talking about. So, but yeah, you're going to be good either way though.
Okay. Do you have time for one more question about my daughter who's graduated from college?
Sure, Dave.
Just kind of curious to what her future holds for her. She's going to graduate here next week.
Oh, that's a long time. Well, you know, I think she's going to have a little bit of trouble getting a job at first. But she just needs to keep hanging with it. She's going to need your support because this is really going to upset her. But just, you know, give her support, let her know it's, you know, some things take time, but she will get a job and she's going to be happy with it. And actually that job is going to be more like a springboard for her to bigger and better.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Good luck, Dave.
Uh-huh, good luck.
Thank you.
In my mind, Dave was 100% applying to become the new Grimace. As soon as he started talking, that's what I pictured.
Well, he said very specific.
He's very specific?
That is very specific.
He's like, I got Grimace or I got the dirt cheap chicken. So I could go either way.
You're terrible.
Hello, Cheryl. Go right ahead.
Hi. First, I wanted to say to Vicki that I have been able to actually see when my mom and dad and my father-in-law and mother-in-law's spirit passed. Mm-hmm. And I've even felt others that I didn't even know, and which I think has been a blessing. And I got to see my father-in-law's physical body after he passed, and he was young again.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, my father killed himself in 78,
mm-hmm.
and I want to know what you know about it.
Well, that was a long time ago. Your dad, you know, on the other side, things are just so different. He deeply, deeply regretted doing that. He realizes now just how much he hurts you and others. And he's doing okay now. It's been such a long time since he's passed that he's moving on. But he deeply regretted what he did.
Okay, yeah, I called once before, and I gave Dave the chills when I was talking about someone calling me out the door, and my mom and my aunt heard it. That was my dad.
Have you ever seen your dad after he passed?
No, I have not seen him. I've felt him, but I haven't seen him.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Cheryl. Call back anytime. So what is it like inside your brain when someone asks you a question? Like, what does it feel like?
Oh, like, I
how
just...
How is that connection made?
Well, you know, I have my guide, mm-hmm. right, who is now St. Gabriel the Archangel. Sometimes I can hear him, and sometimes words fly out of my mouth, and I don't even know where they come from. Mm. Yeah, so...
You said that with that particular person, mm-hmm. that it had been so long and that things are so different on the other side that they're mm-hmm. moving on. What does that mean? Like, after, do people...
Yeah, is there time on the other side?
Yeah, or do they, like you said, like we've talked about how spirits, you know, can stay with a family
right.
member.
Mm-hmm.
Or
hang, mm-hmm.
Is that only for a certain amount of time? Is there another level that... move on to eventually?
Right, move on to the other side. And on the other side, and what I meant by that was, you know, there's reincarnation. We all had many lives and have learned lots of lessons. And people that have committed suicide, they tend to have to come back and face the same issues until they can learn that lesson and move on.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's kind of what I was talking about. Mm-hmm. We all go to the other side and come back again.
Gotcha. Encouraging. Wow. Your number one more time for people who want to get in touch with you off the air?
314-398-2827.
Very good.
Thank you.
We'll have you on real soon. Thank you, Vic. Mm-hmm. Appreciate
mm-hmm.
it.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Dave Glover Show on KMOX. Dave had to jump out a little early to get to his Thomas Helbig event. So Tony and Rachel here taking you mm-hmm. up another few minutes until we get to Cardinals pregame. Rach is going to run through some Tony's trash stories here.
Yeah.
And you've got something weird about Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck is on a dating website?
Yeah, so there's a dating app called, it's either pronounced Raya or Raya. I don't know because I'm not famous, but it's for famous people. So famous people want to date too. They want to date on apps. So it's.
I have so many questions.
Like, yeah, let's just do this.
What level of fame, like it's a dating website for famous people. When I think of Ben Affleck, like.
He's pretty famous.
He's A level, B level. He's a movie star.
Yeah.
Like,
I think.
What level of fame do you have to be to qualify for the celebrity dating
it's
website?
It's a good question. I think you just have to work in the industry, some sort of industry, whether it's athletic, broadcasting, right. You're an actor, you're a musician, and you have to be invited in by someone who's already in the club.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not like
invite
you send
only.
In an application, or maybe you do send an application, but you have to have people vouching for you like, yeah, they're cool. They're actually a singer. They're actually a model. This is from what I understand. Again,
you know what
there's
I don't
no
like
way
about
they'd
that?
Ever.
If it's only famous people, it's like you're saying. I'm only interested
yeah.
in dating.
I don't want to mix it up with these dirty pedestrians. Right.
So anyway, the story.
Well, I would assume another big reason you would want to get on a site like that, if you were as famous as Ben Affleck, is maybe the idea of having a little bit of anonymity or just privacy. You don't think anyone's going to bust you out. So he matched with this very pretty young lady who thought that it was fake, didn't think that it was him. So she unmatched him. So Ben Affleck found her on Instagram and was like, why did you unmatch me? It's me, Ben Affleck. And she took that video and posted it to TikTok, and it's gone viral, and now everyone's talking about it, which, I mean,
but
it is funny, but...
But she's not famous. Is she famous? She, I guess, has to have some level of something.
Apparently, she's a stand-up comedian.
Okay.
And I'm sure it's the situation where it's like, yeah, she does shows and I know her and she's cool and she's hot, which I'm sure really helps. So we'll let her be on the dating app. But I'm just like, man, poor Ben Affleck. He's coming off
getting
of a breakup.
Unmatched.
Yeah, getting unmatched. And then she's making fun of him and now we're all laughing at him. Poor guy.
Oh, so it wasn't in a flattered, like, I can't believe Ben Affleck is interesting.
No, it was in a way like, can you believe that he hunted me down and asked why I unmatched with him? It's just because, like, dang, leave Ben Affleck alone. That guy's got enough going on. He's always outside smoking a cigarette looking completely miserable.
You're only going to want to date famous people, Ben. You got to deal with the famous people and their egos.
Get rejected by the stand-up comedian.
You're a big Saturday Night Live fan.
Yeah, for sure.
Elon Musk making a lot of controversy by hosting this week. Is that right?
Yeah, the 9th.
And it was announced that Lorne Michaels came out and said that
the 8th, pardon
anybody
me.
That doesn't want to participate in a skit or work with Elon Musk, any of the cast members that don't want to be a part of that, don't have to be a part of it.
Wow, that's interesting. I know in the past, anyway, at SNL, everyone writes a sketch and then if you want to be in it, you write yourself in it. So I guess they just don't have to submit stuff for that week if they don't want to. To me, it sounds like seems like a giant mistake because especially if you're not one of the more well-known cast members, like do anything you can to be on TV and maybe make a good impression. But if they want to take that opportunity away from themselves because they really dislike Elon that much, like good for them, I guess.
My thing is what if because several of them have already kind of spoken out in anger about him coming on. If half the cast, three quarters of the cast don't want to be
Elon.
Like what do you do then?
It's just Elon and the band.
what do you do at that point?
Yeah, like, that's if a you really good question.
Are you looking forward to it as an SNL fan or you think it's going to be disaster?
I think it's going to be disaster, which is why I'm looking forward to it. Yeah,
right.
I'm excited. It's going to be a spectacle. It's going to be appointment television for people who like SNL and just want to see this weird episode. So I'm excited for that.
All right, we got to wrap it up, turn it over to Kevin Wheeler and the Cardinals pregame. And Dave will be back tomorrow. Priest and the Rabbi?
That's correct.
Yeah, so don't miss it. Thanks for listening to the Dave Glover Show on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.